Ready, Chuck?
Yeah, I think so.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for February 18th of 2021. The time now is 7:05 PM. May I please have a roll call?
Mike Stoffa.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
And Mark Raddis is absent.
Yes. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check dated 2/19 of 2021. The total amount is going to be $36,293.38, with $7,672.85 in withholdings, deductions, and liabilities, and I will incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoffa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
Yeah, it looks like I have one purchase order.
All right.
So I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be admin. Our vendor is going to be the Medina County Finance Department. The amount is going to be $1,850, and this is going to be for our 2021 annual fee for the EPA Phase 2.
Second.
Just if you can amend that, it actually goes to the Medina County Engineer's Office. That's where we send the payment. Just I know it says Medina County Commissioners, but it always that
Finance Department.
I know.
Okay, so what do I got to write on here?
So then? Just if you can say Medina County Engineers, that's.
Do you want me to write that on here too, or not?
No, I got it in the computer already. But if you can just amend it to say.
All right, I'd like to amend my purchase order to read the Medina County Engineers.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mike Stoffa.
Aye.
And you guys remember what that is?
Yep. You have any more, Chuck?
That is it.
All right, I just have one. This time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's going to be the police department. The vendor's going to be North Gateway Tire. It's going to be for unit or car 3 repairs. Total amount's $1,400.
Second. What did they have to repair?
Chief didn't mark it out. Let me see. Ignition coils, spark plugs, gasket set, motor vac, throttle body service, and an air filter.
Wow, that's serious.
And with the diagnostic. Yeah. Roll call.
Mike Stoffa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right, next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 1/25 of 2021 through 2/19 of 2021. We'll start with electronic check number 8-2021 and with electronic check number 12-2021. Then we'll start with regular check number 31263 and end with regular check number 31293. The total amount is going to be $192,781.09.
Yeah, second that.
I can.
Paychecks looks like the biggest thing.
Yeah, orders. And there were a couple on there.
Yeah.
I had not gotten one of them in just because of trying to get year end stuff done the last time. So you'll see two paychecks on there. That's why it goes back to the 125.
Okay.
So, and then also OBERS, just yep. So you know, it's a larger amount than normal because it was a 3-pay OBERS instead of the 2.
And so, Medina Hospital.
Yeah, you'll have. Oh, and yeah, Medina Hospital.
That's $36,000.
We had really been getting, the bills had been very low comparatively. but this one, they were like in the 20, 26, 23, but this one was 36 again, so we got hit pretty hard in January. So that's where we're at, so.
Okay.
Ready for roll call?
Yes.
Mike Stokoe?
Aye.
I'm sorry, what?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status by resolution. So this time I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 02182021-012 and incorporate the appropriation status fund dated 2/18/2021 and incorporate this 14-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stokoe?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is purchasing policy discussion. I talked to David. He was supposed to have, hopefully, by today, but he texted me the other day, emailed me the other day, and says he's probably have it to us by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I get it, I'll send it out to everyone so they can kind of review it. We'll go from there.
Yeah,
so hopefully by,
I think so.
Yeah, so hopefully by next trustee meeting, we'll have it ready to go and all that, so.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. New business, approval of previous minutes. But this time I'd like to make a motion to approve the following minutes. January 21st, 2020, regular trustee meeting. All three trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stokoe.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is COVID doses request resolution. So Chief, kind of little thing before we make a motion for this. Chief sent me a thing that some of the cities and townships in the state are sending out to the governor, asking that the police officers be included in the tier one for COVID vaccines. They haven't been included in any of the tiers yet. And a lot of the, you know, people feel that our police departments should be included in the tier one along with the EMS and first responders, fire and all that. So there's a resolution that they're asking the different
townships,
councils to pass to send to the governor asking that they be included in the tier one. So that's what I had Nick write it up and he got a hold of the health department because there's a couple things we had questions on. But so I had to put on for today's agenda. So this time I'd like to move to adopt resolution number 02182021-013 to request the Ohio Governor Mike DeWine to include Ohio's law enforcement personnel in Tier 1B in the Ohio Department of Health's vaccine priority designation and increase the number of vaccines being provided to Medina County to accomplish this request. I will incorporate this one-page formal request resolution document by reference.
That's it. Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stropa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I have something that goes along with COVID discussion. Do you want to wait till we get to new business, or do you want to do that right now?
I am in new business, aren't I?
Yeah. Do it now.
Okay. So I had talked to a few of the employees, and I did talk to David as well on this. I know that at first he had talked to you about maybe adding something to the handbook and
uh-huh.
with all the changes.
Right.
He said that's not really necessary. But he wasn't aware that we didn't really have a written policy other than asking people to wear masks in buildings.
What's this little extra dash here for?
So there's some concern by some of the employees that we don't really have like a policy and procedure, a true written policy and procedure in place. And so David does feel that we should have something in place just to, so that when somebody is exposed to COVID, that the other employees are made aware of that and can take, you know, necessary precautions of what they should feel, what they can do. You know, it's a little bit harder with first line responders, but at least made aware, you know, the areas being cleaned and really just made aware, you know. And then also, sometimes masks are still not being worn in some of the buildings when others are around, so we really need to enforce that. He did tell me that he would like to talk to the department heads.
Okay.
And then get something in writing. He said it does not need to become part of our handbook because of all the changes.
Right.
The health department really does not have much on this. They don't have anything that they can give us, and really they just refer us to their website, which...
Right. Kind of just in general.
Well, I mean, right. We've already had this in a meeting where us as the trustees have already said that employee is mandated in...
What are we doing if all the buildings people aren't wearing masks?
That's, well, it's supposed to go to the department head. There's multiple occurrences of it, then notify the trustee. Now, I've had one person, you know, notify me about a month and a half ago, and I haven't heard from them having any additional problems since then.
Well, there has been. So I will tell you that it's been mentioned, it's been told to me more than once and by more than one person that people are feeling like they're just not, they don't feel like we are taking their health seriously.
Well, other than the one person reaching out to me,
so
you have to, like, say, you know, if there's an ongoing problem and they've gone to their administrator and it hasn't been fixed, then you come back to me and I'll take care of it, or Mike would take care of it, or so forth. But again, they do have to communicate with us to
let
us know that.
Because I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would like to, honestly, this is simple as, it doesn't have to be something that's 19,000 pages long.
Right.
It needs to be something very simple, short. But I think all of our employees need to know that they are important, that we don't have a huge, I say payroll because that's how I think of things, but we don't have a huge township, you know, we don't have a ton of employees, but I think each one of them needs to know that they are important, you know. I mean, yes, we've talked about the flaws the last few meetings, but I also want to say that everybody is appreciated, you know, for showing up and the jobs they do. So, and I think the way we can show that appreciation is taking their concerns seriously, especially, like I said, these people who cannot take, like, they can't quarantine, they can't, you know,
right.
they can't stay home from work if they're exposed,
uh-huh.
unfortunately. So we have to at least do what we can for them.
Right.
And if what's being asked is that we have some policies and procedures in place to help them feel a little less, you know, scared when something happens and there is an exposure, then that's what I feel that we should do.
Okay.
And it's pretty simple, and David will walk us through the process. I think it's not much, he'll give us some pointers, and I think the
right, then it's just a matter
and myself, we're four very able-bodied people that can come up with a document that tells
us. Yeah, I mean, we usually send out, you know, as soon as we find that, we usually send all the department heads, and I think all the employees are on it, saying, hey, we've had a confirmed case. But yeah, I see your point in regards to going further in regards to, all right, here's what we're doing. You know, we've notified everybody, here's what we're doing, here's our steps, so everybody kind of knows what we have in place.
We're talking about two things right now. One is if somebody has COVID, how we notify them. And the second one, if people are breaking the protocol of the mask inside buildings, we have to have some type of discussion with that.
Right, right. I think that's what we put inside our COVID thing. Hey, here's the steps we're taking. We're asking you to take the same steps. If you can't do this, then here's some of the consequences.
Right. Well, and then there's also the case of if somebody is exposed to COVID and they know it, perhaps there's something that needs to happen with their coworker that they can let their coworkers know too. because even if they may not exhibit symptoms right away, but if, you know, a week later, then they do have.
And again, that's where the masks come in and
right,
proper, right.
You know, but maybe people should be made aware. You know, so
I don't think it's against the law if you think that you've been exposed to it. It's only against the law if you have it and your administrator says, "Hey, you know, Mike's got COVID. Stay away from it." You know what I mean?
Well, we're talking about law versus what's moral.
No, I think I'll reach out to David and we'll get something started in regards to.
I mean, again, this doesn't have to be
a guideline, you know, and then we can kind of just talk about it.
Yeah, but I mean, on the other side, if you're not wearing a mask and you're an employee, we've multiple emails and we've told all the administrators, you know, all the department heads that it's required in there. That would just go along the lines of normal, you know, reprimand, you know, if you get. Once a warning, two, it's like, hey, you know, I want you to make sure you understand that. And if you keep breaking it, then it's a written up.
Right.
Yep. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's not COVID related. You're just directly violating something that you've been told to do. So it should be something that's already, you know, it's already exists.
Yes. Agreed. And like I said, so I think if we can get, you know, a meeting with the department heads. I think it would be best if probably it was done together. It would be quicker that way.
All right.
So.
Is it going to be, now, the trustees going to be involved? Do we have to, like?
I guess that would be up to the board. You can be.
Well, if we're all three of us have to go, then maybe we have to advertise it, or?
Mm-hmm. I think Dave was just asking that. Reiterate to the department heads.
You can be with the department heads. I mean, if you guys wish, I could sit in to alleviate that, you know, that, or we can just advertise like we did with the training. So it doesn't, if there's no decisions or deliberation being made, and it's just as simple as
an education.
Yeah.
Yep, that's fine. So, I'll reach out to Dave.
Okay.
We'll get something started.
Great. Thank you.
Next up is approval of new employee advertisement.
So basically just right now, I was talking with Nick. Mm-hmm. We need to kind of write down what we're looking for. We've even kind of just mentioned it being like an overall helper, just with Nick and with Elaine and zoning too, because it kind of seems like that whole admin thing just needs a little bit of extra stuff here. So it's just trying to come up with the wording and the timing, or, you know, what times we want to do it.
Uh-huh.
We're thinking of having an overlap with Nick. So that they can kind of communicate and get on the same page.
Right.
And then once we figure out those things, everything we're all for, you know, getting that in there. So I was expecting to have something kind of written up today for it, but things just kind of got away with the snowstorm. And
I'll have Nick send you a copy of
what they had the last time.
Yeah, but it'll be a little bit different because that one was for full. This one's more for part-time, but hit job description for kind of like what Nick does.
Right.
Some of it doesn't entail it anymore, but it'll still give you a kind of an idea as to what, you know, we can kind of put in.
And that's why I was in direct contact with Nick on this, just to get his, you know, because, you know, I just told Nick, so we're trying to help you out here, so, you know,
right.
Tell me what would help you out, you know, and help us out at the same time, so that's what we're working on.
And then just in the local papers, we're thinking.
Yeah, I think we're just going to do it local.
Okay.
Hopefully
Facebook
we can.
Website, right?
Yeah, Facebook website, probably.
Do we have to wait till the next meeting, or can we make a motion tonight to advertise once we get the wording?
Do we have money in, where would it come under?
That would be advertising on the
agenda. Talk about the money for the advertising? Or the,
yeah, cause there's a blank.
Yeah, hold on, I got it up right here. Yeah, we're good.
All right.
So if you want to just make a motion to advertise on and in the local papers and then on, did you want to go on like Indeed or anything like that? Or,
no, it's all about that. It goes out broad. Most of the time the local ones.
I like
Cleveland.com
kind of.
Do
our website and Facebook thing and then just progressively branch out after that, you know, depending on what our intakes are.
Can I get a motion?
You want
to
do that one?
I'd like to make a motion to go out for advertisement for part-time employee for the admin department in our Facebook page,
website,
and then local paper.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. All right. Good with that then for now, Chuck?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Next up is approval of disposal of old township property.
That would be me. So I've been going through the firehouse, and we've been finding a lot of old stuff. I mean, there's like computers upstairs. There's things that are broken. There's some things that might have some value, but the fire department's not using. So basically what I'm proposing is if we can get permission to get rid of some of this stuff while it still has value, the things that are just bad and junk, we can just throw them away. And if we can see some things have some type of value, but we can't sell them, that maybe we can like donate them to like the fire explorers or, you know, the career center or something like that, that might be able to take a couple pieces.
Do you have like a list of the stuff?
Well, we're working on the, you know, on the inventory right now.
Because like the old computers and that, we can contact Lighthouse because they can dispose of all this stuff, because they're authorized by the state to do hard drives and stuff for disposal.
Yeah, because we do have a whole section up in that upper area there of computers that are probably as old as I am, you know. So those for sure. And then the computers that are in the main office area, those are still working, you know, they're on. So it's not like they're not working, but they're just not being used.
Yeah, I don't think they're updated as
No, I mean, when Matt and I looked one up on eBay, it was like, what, $40 or something like that? So,
yeah, I mean, I guess get a list together and we'll go from there, you know, once we see the list and kind of...
Can we get the motion to get rid of the junk, the stuff that the mice have infested? It's gross and we need to get rid of that stuff, though.
Okay.
The disgusting stuff, we got to get that out of there.
Like I said, what I'm trying to get the motion for here is just so that we can kind of make like three different piles. You know, we'll have a junk pile, something that we can auction pile, and then maybe a donate pile or dispose
of. We've already started that, but there is stuff that's so nasty that we just need to get that thrown away. I mean, like, I'm talking like pens. Stuff that mice have, like,
I'll make a motion to approve of disposal of township property that has no value whatsoever.
It's deemed as junk. Yeah. I'll second that.
Okay, ready?
Yes. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. And then I'll get with Denny and two, see like when the trash pickups are, I think, because there's a trash can on the inside there, and then there's a trash can on the outside.
Yeah, I think both of
those. I don't need a huge dumpster, but I need something bigger than a trash can. So I don't know if they'd even like just take it in the back of their pickup truck and go take it down to the dump site or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because what I did, the fireman gave me a staging area, that first bay that they don't use. So I've been bringing boxes down and just setting them in there and stuff like that. I mean, it's like old Polaroid camera, digital camera that, what else is there? Oh, VHS tapes, there's an old label maker, there's kids' toys, you know, that you guys have made and collected back in the thing, but
eaten by
right,
mice.
Yeah.
There is, what was I just going to say? Shoot, it was just in my head and it went through, right? What were you just talking about? Because that'll come up.
The trash? Disposing?
Oh, yes, Danny's looking into, I may have told you, Mike, but there are some things that have to be disposed of properly besides batteries.
Oh, the batteries.
But like,
yeah.
No, I'm talking about like the, there's certain gases that he's looking into.
Those tanks?
Yeah, we don't know how much is in them.
Okay.
And they have to be, you can't just get rid of them. So he's looking into
that. Okay, that's fine.
That can wait till the next meeting to go on. But we have to get rid of it because there's no way to get it.
Yep, that's fine.
They're not safe to keep around, so.
Well, what's funny is like when the firemen were there, because they run the Explorers program, and there's up in the one corner, there's like some old fire jackets and stuff like that. Yeah, obviously they're pretty worn, and the fireman's like, yeah, those don't have any value, you know, we don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, can I sell them? And they're like, well, we don't know the legality of selling those things. And I said, well, can we donate them, you know, to like the Explorers or anything? And they're like, oh, well, we have uniforms for the Explorers and stuff like that. Well, in the group that's been helping me, you know, Angela, my wife, my son's in the Explorers group, and he's just like, it's a hell of a lot better than what we have. He says,
yeah,
I can
but
put
some
my
of that stuff, up. Some of that stuff in that corner was outdated, so there is some legality in regards to.
Well, even the stuff that they have is outdated.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just for practicing, putting stuff on, and wearing it around.
Yeah,
they have no.
I think that's something we should probably run by legal to make sure, because there is. Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, if it's better than what the Explorers are using over at Station 1,
uh-huh.
why not let it be used, you know what I mean, for something like that. And, you know, at least it's still being used by the fire department for training.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, it's just going to be a mouse house. Uh-huh. It's just a big, warm, I like to sleep in there, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I'm fairly certain we can donate it, but I think they have to sign off some sort of waiver.
Yeah, I know there's a company that does take old fire gear and that, and then they refurbish it and send it down to, like, Mexico and, you know, some of the countries that don't have some mm-hmm. of the gear and that. So there is things. Let me make some phone calls and see if I can get a number for that, too. And I know they take some of the legality out of that then, too.
Right.
So let me find out on that and let you know, too. All right. Next up, approval of department reports for January. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the January 2021 department reports. They are including the police department, which is double-sided, zoning, which is double-sided, service department, which is single-sided, and the fire department, which is single-sided, for a total of 147 pages.
Second.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Chuck, I'm assuming that if it's one page, all that.
Yeah,
we still have
it. I already talked to the fire department guys. So they'll be having a new chief too, so.
How did this go? How did the interview go yesterday? All right.
Well, what?
How did the interviews go yesterday? Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah, it was like 4 hours of interviews. We gave each person a thing. I was actually going to talk about that when.
Okay.
Want to talk about it now?
Yeah, I might as well. I mean.
All right, so we had interviews with. Three people. One of them, Gina, she was from Solon. She's one of the fire officers for Solon Fire Department. And then we also had two internal firemen with Steve Ingersoll and Larry. So we went through the interviews. Afterward, we discussed the pros and cons of their test results, how their interview went. And the sole discretion goes on to the mayor. And he said that he was going to notify the candidate that he chose tomorrow. So we'll find out tomorrow on that. But he wanted to let the other candidates know ahead of time, uh-huh. you know, just so he could prepare them, you know. So that's where we left off.
Only one external? I thought there were two.
There was two external. So they had four, mm-hmm. and then they had the testing go through, and then it gets through the testing, it gets down to three, and then the interviews process was for three.
Okay.
So that's how that went.
Who do you think did the best?
Who do I think?
Yeah.
Well, each person actually was quite different. It was kind of funny. I said if I could actually mold the three people into one fire chief, I think we'd have the perfect fire chief. So you had one that was very good speaking to us, you know, maybe too good talking, you know. And then another one really knew the department, you know, and the people. And then the other one was very organized, had paperwork, had plans for what he wants to see within a year, 1 to 3 years, you know, and 5 to 7. You know, so very organized and very planned. So, like I said, if we could roll them all up into one, we'd have one great fire chief, you know.
So you didn't answer my question.
How did the interview go? Am I being politically correct?
The first person you were talking about was the woman from Solon.
And then they had two externals, or two interns. So you answered her correctly, Chuck.
Oh, come on. You're not going to say who your favorite was?
Well, I mean, I have a relationship with Steve Ingersoll just because, you know, when I'm working on the fire department, when I meet the guys, he's really the only one I knew, you know?
But based on the interviews and the testing, who would you pick? I'm totally. You get a bueno if you.
Yeah, see? You know, I like those too, don't you?
I know, there's one in the back sitting there for you, so.
So.
Welcome. You're killing me.
That's why he's keeping his mask on.
Right. I promised I'd keep it secret, you know, until at least the other two were notified out of courtesy.
Well, I don't want to know who's picked. I want to know who you liked the best, that's all.
I liked them all in certain aspects, like I said. I liked one for, like, Well, see, the problem is when you're a fireman,
he's running.
There's different things.
He turned into a politician.
No, but here's the thing. What you got to understand, when you're a fireman, you're a fireman. You do the fire stuff. But then when you become fire chief, not only do you have to deal with the fire stuff, you got to deal with the public stuff. You almost have to be like a politician too. So one person, you know, maybe two people seem to excel more at that aspect of it, you know, whereas the other one was, you know, I go to war kind of with kind of guy. So it's you just have to choose the best candidate that can that float between those two different worlds, you know.
Right.
And I think that's the decision, you know, that they were leaning for.
Yeah.
Still not
that's a good.
Hey, Chuck. Remember the old Meatloaf song, two out of three ain't bad.
Right.
So what you're saying is there's three excellent candidates, no matter which one they choose for a good
end. I think that the people would be happy with the ones that were, you know, chosen.
All right. I'll go on to the next.
I have more stuff if you want.
You
I
have
can
some
get
more?
Another one. So this morning was the LST meeting. So at this meeting, we kind of looked at setting the budget and stuff like that. So last year in 2020, we had a budget set for $408,000 and some change. And this year, the 2021 budget, it went up 5%, 5.3%, if you're Angela, because she's very particular. So it is at $429,707. So far, looking back at all these different budgets that they've set, we've actually never hit that price. So that's what I was trying to do when you asked, when you were doing the public reports here. I had to take screenshots of the thing here. So last year, the actual was $358,821, and we were budgeted at $408,000, so you can kind of get an idea. The thing I kind of took from the meeting, we were actually down for 2020, obviously, because of COVID and stuff, not the runs. But in the last few years, the progression, Montville has been steadily increasing. So on the one thing here on the budget, they went from a 2020 budget of $219,485. They bumped up 34.4% to $294,947. So they're kind of working them in with the kind of growth that they've been having in their LST cause. So the city went up 6.3%, we went up 5.3%, and Montville went up 34.4%. So just something to kind of keep an eye on with them leveling out to us. Because, you know, the fire department, when we're doing the contract and stuff like that, you know, we're here and Montville's here, but I do see a steady progression probably in the next 4 years that they're probably gonna be more level to us than, you know, before. Because we're kind of more of a mature township with the way that urban sprawl is going, but it's definitely out in Montville now.
Mm-hmm. Did they talk about their collections at all, how they're doing with collections?
Yeah, I got a screenshot of that too, somewhere in here. They were supposed to email this to us, and then when they emailed it to me, they just gave me the budget, which wasn't what I was really asking for. So let's see here. LST operating revenue summary, Medina Township was budgeted $408,000. They billed us $358,812, so that's 12.1% from where they think variance was $49,000, the difference, so it ended up at negative 12%.
Okay.
You're asking me, like, what's your question?
Well, what I'm asking is, so they bill the insurance company.
What they actually
bill.
They were supposed to email it, yeah, because I started screenshotting when I couldn't find it in the thing, just out of safety. So I basically have the operating revenue, the 2021 budget operating revenue. I have the LST operating revenue summary.
Can you send me everything? And I'll
yeah.
Go through it and see.
And then I have the gross charges by the municipality.
They'll send it.
Yeah, I'll get it. It was just this morning, and we were just chit-chatting afterward, just you know, trying to get the next meeting scheduled and debating on if we were going to do it in person or online. So,
okay.
But I just figured I'd let you guys know what the new budget was.
Awesome, thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, John?
I think that might be it for me.
All right.
You want to talk about your...
Oh, no, I got more.
All right.
So I had a meeting on Tuesday with the zoning board. So Sheets has proposed to have the variance change over there. and they set a public hearing date for, I think it's March 16th, which is a Tuesday. And Alice has contacted me about using Denny's facility over there for social distancing, because there's already been, I've already had a dozen emails already. And I think this is very important for those people over there. And I think that we should obviously have it open to online and in person, just because the Sheetz people will be there presenting. And that gives the opportunity for the area residents who are concerned about it to either be represented in person or online. But I do think it's going to be a large.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that's the best two.
I will tell you, I told Mark I would pass this along. I talked to him right before the meeting. He thought he was going to be able to go on the virtual. He does not agree. He would like to see it at town hall with the option of go-to meeting. I told him I would pass that along. We do not have time to table this because there's a 20-day, I'm sorry. Notice for advertisement. So he understands that the vote has to be tonight. So.
Yeah, and I know he's against it and stuff too. That's why I say we offered the option of both Pete things. So if you don't feel safe, it is going to be online. But for the people who want to express their view in person, I really feel like if it was me, I want to be there in person, you know, because I'm a resident in that area. And I think it's just what we have to do for our residents, you know. So I would say, you know, we'll have both options. That way, if they feel comfortable being there, we'd have social distancing. It worked out well for our last meeting there, you know. I know it's not a perfect thing, but I think that's the best thing, you know. That's the best building we have until we get a new building. And I would move to use the facility. I mean, he's already had another COVID thing, you know, testing thing
right.
going through there. I mean, that's what that building's kind of designed for. So I think that's the safest place to do it. And just have it open both ways. Yeah, so I'd like to make a motion to have our March 16th zoning meeting at the service center.
Address? 718 Weymouth Road.
Yes, what she said.
At what time?
At 7 o'clock.
Second.
You ready for roll call or you want discussion?
I don't have a problem doing it over there. Let, you know, talk to Denny. I don't see Denny. Really won't have a problem, I don't think.
But no.
I'd like to see it where it's, because I know it could get heated because of, you know, being the type of topic it is over there with residents and that, you know, we kind of keep it, at a minimum in regards to, you know, yelling and screaming and stuff like that.
Too. You might want to set
yeah,
time
I think that's something too. And Alice, it's Alice's board. Alice is pretty good in regards to kind of. But I think that's something, you know, should do. And you know, I want to give the residents an opportunity to, because I have had, you know, numerous calls even before they came through. It was when it was just kind of a hearsay that they might be looking at that. So,
yeah, there was a little bit of an uproar and they kind of quieted down.
Right. Because
they thought it might
and now
away.
That they, you know, Sheetz decided to go forward with it and that. So, yeah, so. So.
Two things. Are you still going to offer it through the go-to meeting?
I think we should.
Okay, so it will have to be advertised as both.
Right.
Okay.
Well, then, even if it's, we say online and in person.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you have to, because you want to make sure everyone knows they have the ability to attend that way. So when we advertise it, we'll want to advertise it like that.
Right.
Also, Alice did ask me today to make sure that we advertise it on our webpage and the Facebook page. So if you could get, I think Kim's advertising it correctly. Correct.
Kim called me today and just wanted to make sure everything was good. And I told her that we would be talking about it right now.
Okay. So
I'll text her as soon as we're done with the meeting.
And Nick will make sure it gets put on the web because he'll listen to this and that.
Because Kim's not going to be at that meeting.
Can you
send Nick and I the exact ad she's putting out?
Sure, I'll tell her to send it back to me first.
Okay, and then send that to Nick and I. Nick will get it on the website. I'll get it on the Facebook page, and
yep.
or have a bond.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll have our IT stuff all figured out.
And then yes, for the next meeting, just off subject real quick, for the next meeting, if you're ready to try the GoTo, we'll have Nick.
Well, Josh and I have kind of figured out that one of the problems that we've had is having two admins logged in at the same time. Because when Nick was remotely logging in at his house, he's logging in as Medina Township and using the passcode.
Okay.
And then we're doing the same thing here. But then all of a sudden we would be, our session ended and we didn't click a button. It says the administrator ended the session. And we're sitting there like, what's going on,
Okay.
But Nick is over at home. He doesn't have a microphone on his computer. He doesn't have a camera on his computer. So we didn't know he was there.
Something whoever's doing the hosting the meeting should be the one logged in, and then everybody else logs in
with
the link that we send out.
Yeah.
I think that's the way around it. So,
okay. And I'm going to talk with our IT guy too about figuring out what's wrong with my Outlook and stuff, because I've been in my email and everything, but then when I was trying to send an email out via an invite,
talk to Brian, because I had a little problem with mine initially too.
Yeah.
It was a 5-minute fix.
It's going to make a great Frisbee.
You probably want to do it earlier than later, though. Okay, you want to vote on this real quick, and then...
Yeah, can we get a...
You did make the motion.
Yes, roll call, please.
Okay. Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mike Stopa?
Aye.
I feel like I've monopolized you all.
Anything else?
Real quick with zoning. So, last night, there was an issue with the BZA meeting. First of all, we didn't have a complete board. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We ended up getting four people, but there was three that only showed up, and nobody has each other's cell phone numbers. So the only numbers that are posted are the township. So when they call, it just the township phone's ringing. That's an issue. Another person did end up showing up, but at that point,
on the board, we had a board sheet that had all the fellow members.
Well, they're not, okay, that's not anywhere that could be easily found yesterday. If it's there, it's not easily found.
No,
So at that point, the applicants have they can say they want a table, but that's kind of a pain for them. So that's number one. But the more important thing was, had Alice was interested in finding out what happened with
Nodwatch. Nobody would have been able to get into the building.
Had she not showed up here, nobody would have been able to let them in the building.
Okay.
So we do have to make sure that that's not an issue going forward, because she doesn't always come to be.
No, she told me she was coming to that one, but for Wednesdays, I've never been able to get to a BZA meeting.
Yeah, so we just have to figure that out then. So.
Well, I actually didn't realize it, but I would figure like the head of the BZA, just like Alice is the head of the zoning, should have a key to the thing, wouldn't they?
Yeah, Ed really doesn't come a lot. That's something we can look into too.
So.
And then, so if you can't make BZA meetings, then let me know. I'll try to make it.
All right, because Alice said that she was going to, when we had the meeting on Tuesday, she said that she would be here tomorrow.
Okay.
So maybe we should.
Ed too and see if that's something Ed would want, because he might not want the key, he might want it. Let me find
that
out.
And also asking everybody on BZA if they're comfortable sharing their cellular or home phone numbers.
I'll call Nick tomorrow, and I'm going to actually get an email out to everybody that's in the zoning thing like that too, just so I can kind of set some precedence with just how they talk to each other. One of the things, even like when they're doing the, if he makes a motion, we just second it. They're going like so moved,
And that's the way they've always done it.
So if you say so moved, then another person has to be second. Like when I was on it back 10 years ago, we just say, I'd like to make a motion, and I would second it, and it would be done, It's just little things like that. I wasn't sure what the proper protocol would be for
that. Yeah, I've been doing that on zoning board for years and years and years.
So, but yeah, that way, if we can maybe just figure out if we can have an email go out with everybody's contact, for at least for those boards.
Like I said, in this case, it would have had to be more. It would have had to be like.
No, that's the other thing. When I was on the board, I was an alternate, so I would get called and say, "Hey, so and so can't make. James can't."
Well, they usually call everybody and say, and make sure that they're coming.
Right.
And if they don't, then they make sure they're alternates.
So who's in charge of?
That's usually Kim and Elaine. Elaine's usually the one calling too.
Right.
So, like I said, I don't know what they did.
Elaine hasn't been coming to meetings, so.
Yeah, I don't know what they did for this one.
Right, I just wasn't expecting somebody not to be there.
Yeah, because usually Kim will call me and say she's not coming, so that I make sure I'm definitely here.
I'll talk to Kim personally tonight, too, and see what happened with that.
Yeah, so I don't know who did minutes either.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully they're, yeah, see, so these are all things we need to work out, so.
Yeah, so is Kim technically the BZA?
She's the secretary for zoning and BZA.
So she should have showed up for that, right?
Yeah, like I said.
All right. Okay.
All right. We good for the next thing on the agenda?
Yes.
All right, next up on the agenda is the pavement marking project by resolution. So at this time, I, Mike Stolpa, move to adopt resolution number 02182021-014, agreeing to cooperate with Medina County for engineering and contract administration of the 2021 Township Paving Marking Project and incorporate this one-page resolution document by reference.
Second.
So basically, they're going to go out and look at redoing all the striping and that in the township. I think they're going to do throughout the whole county. They're getting everybody. So we'll have a certain portion then to it. Think to pay for, correct, Angela?
I haven't seen this. But honestly, this is the first time here. I have no idea. Nobody sent me anything on this, so.
They're gonna contract with the company to do all the paving, and then they'll charge each individual township.
So do we have any say on that, or is it just kind of whatever they tell us we have to pay?
And we know they're ripping up some of the roads too.
It looks like they will be talking to Denny in regards to which ones need the reapplication of paving markings.
Okay. I mean, how do we control costs?
They'll go out for a bid process like they normally do. So they'll take the best bid.
But we have no, I mean, they're going to
do it. It sounds like Denny will tell them what roads need to get it done, and then they'll give us the bid price.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do we control which roads, or are they controlling?
It says within Medina Township Board of Trustees has determined that various roads within their maintenance responsibility are in need of reapplication of pavement markings.
Okay.
So that sounds like Denny will have a say in regards to which ones.
Okay.
Because I know there's certain ones that Denny and them have paved.
Okay, as long as that's fine. Perfect. You guys good?
Very cool. I'm never good.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Are you ready for roll call?
I am ready.
Yes.
Second.
Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
In addition to that, did you both see the email that went out from ODOT?
In regards to
the 2021 projects that are coming up.
I saw it today, but I did not get a chance to read it.
Okay, just read through it. I forwarded it to Denny because for some reason he's not on that list. I haven't had a chance to read it either, but it is their 2021 proposed projects and whether it affects us or not, things that the roads that will be closed down. So when you have a chance, read through it. So see if it.
Right. Well, I know they're supposed to be doing Route 3 this year.
That's going to be crazy, so they're
going to have different sections closed throughout the process.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that's already gone out for
there.
Were
I too. Think
right.
I don't know. It was a couple pages long, so yeah, you'll have. You were on there.
I have one other quick thing too. I just remembered while you guys were talking about Denny. So Denny called me on the way here. He just wanted to let me know that our station 2, station 6 for Medina Township, he had to go get a new battery for the generator. It was beeping, it's got a sensor on it and everything, but it dies out. And he said that's the last thing he wanted was the generator not to work, especially with the weather. We couldn't open the garage doors or anything for the fire trucks. So he ran out and got a new battery and installed it in the generator. So it's gonna be like $100 and some, Ange. We'll figure that out.
We gotta be careful. There's not a lot appropriated in that line item, but okay, so that's.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those things that you can't not have, so.
Well, I get it, but we have to stay within the budget or else we're going to have to pay from it from a different fund. So just be aware, we just didn't have a lot appropriated, and we've got another, I mean, I guess we, I can, we might have to pay from it from like a safety service place and then do a reallocation after we do our permanent budget.
Yeah, I think it was just $100.
That's the only thing we could do. I can't take it from like a general fund and then do a reallocation later. So, I think when we do our permanent budget, we're gonna have to go higher this year than we have for fire in the past because of the difference in like the things we're responsible for now. So just keep that in mind. And we should be getting, they have their budget, the county has their budget commission meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
So we will be getting our.
So if this building has a generator, because remember we were talking about getting a generator here, is that, would that fall underneath like the admin then?
Well, that would be a different generator.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, would, if it was for this building, it would be under admin.
Right, and the one at the police station, that one's, okay. So I didn't know if there was a category just for Medina Township buildings, you know, in general.
No, each building, we split them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, each apartment has a building line.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, just like I said, keep in mind that that'll be coming next. I'll shoot it out to everybody when it comes so that you guys can start looking. But like I said, you have the numbers.
Yeah, I already.
Gonna be pretty.
Touch base with chief in regards to, you know, him start looking and I'll go from there, so. I think Denny's almost done with his probably, knowing Denny.
Yeah, he usually has a, he doesn't do anything with like the salaries and the, you know, utilities, but he has all his other stuff usually done pretty early on, so.
I'm done, don't.
You done? Angela, you have anything more?
I don't think so.
All right, at this time, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
I guess I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
This time we are open the floor for public comment. Please state your name and address for the record. Anyone?
No one.
No one today?
Okay, I got a few.
All right, Mr. Christopher.
Well, let me meet and be. Bruce Christopher, 4160 Monterey Drive, Medina, Ohio. I really came here to find out about the property. So all we're talking about is the property, our items, not land or anything like that.
No, it's just the stuff. I know Chuck's in the back there cleaning up some of the stuff. Some of the stuff should have been disposed of way back when. There was a couple of hiccups in regards to how things should have been disposed of and that, so.
Okay, that's the way I understood it. I just wanted to make sure. Somebody asked me, I said, I'm gonna be at the meeting.
No property.
I guess I'll go back to the township as far as the motion for the vaccine. Does this mean that the police have to take the vaccine?
So this is the way, we had a meeting with the police department last week, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And my note to them was that, and it was after meeting with our legal counsel, that we will open it up for them if they're allowed to get the vaccine, but it will be up to their discretion if they want to take it or not.
Okay.
Legal counsel said that was probably the best thing to do versus forcing people to get vaccines or whatever. So that's what I told them, and you know, it'll be, if they're available to take it and they want to take it, they can take it. If they decide they don't want to take it, then that's their discretion.
Okay. As far as the mask and the mandate, I'm working with some groups right now. Just so you know, the mandate is illegal. Mandate was good for 120 days, I believe. It's way past 120 days. There's lawsuits going on in Columbus. I'm not saying, I'm just making you aware of things. There's lawsuits going on right now in Columbus and other states regarding these type of mandates.
I think that might also be for like going into a store or something else like that. But
well, that gets to be something else than the mask. If you read the CDC guideline, masks in the CDC guidelines are considered a medical device. And by them saying it's a medical device, when you walk into a store and they say you have to put on a mask, they're opening themselves up to a lawsuit. Because it's not really for them to say, well, you know, you have to because it's a private store, because now you're telling everybody that they have to put on a medical device and there's no doctor there. I'm just, you know, these are real live things going on right now, and they're very active. There's a bill being circulated in the House right now, in the State House, right now to take away the power. It's not just directed at the line, it's lifelong, to take away so that a one person can't make a mandate and say to do something. And I think it has to do, I could be wrong here, but I think it, like, they have the ability for like 30 days or something, but they, this can be taken away. And it's very popular. It looks like it'll be veto-proof. So I'm just trying to, I'm just, you know, making you aware of this. These things are going on right now, and they're real live. There's been hundreds of people down in Columbus testifying against this kind of stuff, and doctors, people of all walks of life right now. There's another meeting going on here in Medina about this stuff right now, tonight, and bringing people up to speed. So I'm just trying to, I'm just giving this information to you, so be aware of it. I'm not telling you what to
do. Like I said, we'll reach out to our legal.
It's something you better be aware of, because I think that if these things come through, it's going to come through fast.
Yeah, and I also think that our legal, even prosecutor's department, would let all the different townships that they're in charge of know stuff like this, too.
So. But it's, you know, these... then the okay, so there is a people wanted me to ask about the Sheets gas station, and I'm surprised. I pulled in. I thought I didn't think I was going to be able to get in the place. I said, "What? I must be the wrong night." thing people are really getting fired up about it, one way or the other, and. My feeling is it depends on what the land is zoned for.
So right now, so the way it's starting off is it's in the infancy stage. So Sheets is asking for a zoning change. So it's not zoned for Sheets right now. They're asking for a change in the zoning code to allow them to be able to put a Sheets there and start that part of the process after, if it gets changed or not. So that's where the stage, they're in the first stage, basically, of several stages. I think they went last on Tuesday. I think it got sent to the Planning Commission, County Planning Commission, to have them look over everything. And what they'll do is they'll review our comprehensive plan, they'll look at everything, and kind of give us a general idea as to, you know, pros and cons or things that we want, you know, that zoning should look at or whatever. In regards
it's in the
to,
zoning commission right now?
It's in the planning. It was sent on Tuesday night to the county planning commission.
And they're an advisory board.
Yes.
So even if they make a decision like, hey, Sheets is great, it'll come back to the trustees
right.
for the final decision.
And
you know?
Basically, it's just they review everything that they have in regards to zoning in the township, our comprehensive plan. They just kind of look over everything and kind of give recommendations, you know, certain things that they see. You maybe look at this, do this, or whatever. It's kind of just a general overview, and then it comes back to us with, you know.
What's it zoned as now?
BL.
Yeah.
It's limited business, yeah.
No, just residential.
No, it's
right.
That's BL. That is BL, and then try to get BG.
Yeah, it's BL, so it's a limited business.
Oh, sorry.
But they want to go to general business, yeah.
Limited business?
Yeah,
it's business limited.
Yeah,
what would
that
mean?
3670.
Thank you,
Bill.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
What is that? So like smaller businesses,
yeah,
right?
It could be like a convenient mart, but not a gas station. It can be, you know, an antique store.
So
an office building.
The easiest way to kind of tell you is Pearl Road going towards Brunswick Hills. That's BL. So all those businesses in there fall under the BL heading. And at one point, they looked at maybe changing it to BG to allow some of the bigger places to come in.
Box stores.
BG would be the box stores and stuff like that, your chains and that. So it's limited right now as to what they can put in there. So they're looking to change that. And like I said, that's the first step before they even do anything else.
Okay.
They have to get that.
I said I'll ask a question, but that was a perfect segue into my next comment. It's really not. Somebody called me complaining. That last night there was apparently a zoning appeals board meeting, and the person said it really came across that the appeals board was all for big business, making fun of small business, and they wanted to bring in big business stores, and so it was suggested that maybe they bring in Bed Bath and Beyond, but at any rate, that's tongue in cheek. people were not very happy with it, and they got in touch with me. So, you know, just a comment. I don't know if you can do anything, but people weren't happy. So
I'm trying to, so they were just, I'm confused of what was, what would they say? I mean, again, what was the context of it?
If hopefully it's recorded, and I think I heard what an audience member had said to me too, that you'll have to listen.
But what media I don't go to, and all this fun stuff happens.
Yeah, I would suggest.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you bringing that to our attention too.
Small businesses, the backbone of the country.
Well, I know one of the companies that was in on a meeting on Tuesday has had like a dozen requests for variances. This is Modwash, mm-hmm. and now they revamped the whole entire thing again, and now they got to go through the whole variance thing.
Oh, they were here last night.
Yeah, so they had to go through the variance process.
They got
again.
Their variance.
So, you know, it's not so much a question.
It was just some of the comments that were made or something. Okay, no, I'll have to listen to that.
People were very upset.
You know, I definitely will listen to that. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Anything else, Mr. Christopher?
No, it's a beautiful, sunshiny day.
Anyone else? Mr. Krupp?
Yes, Fun Road. I have a problem with delivery trucks just stopping in the middle of the lanes and parked there while they make their deliveries. Prime and UPS are the biggest offenders.
Meaning like,
is there anything the police department can do about that? No. They stop right on the crown of the hill where you can't see around them.
Yeah, I mean, if it's you want me to answer this?
Go ahead, Matt.
So if it's on a hill or before a hill or, you know, so far from an intersection, yeah, then we can enforce it. But if it's on a road, they're pulled to the right now.
They don't pull to the right. They're just there. You know?
I guess you can give the chief a call, and then he can put out, I can put out an email. I don't want to overstep, but it says it's on Fenn Road, right?
Well, no, it's,
I don't know where you live.
Well, I live on Fenn.
Yeah, but don't those commercial vehicles have, they have something.
Driving through the township, doesn't matter which road it is.
Yeah, I mean, if there's something on a hill
but there's a lot down. But as for parking in the street, I know that they have, there's a rule that they're allowed to do that, you know, because even when you go down to Cleveland, you can't get down any of the side roads because there's delivery vehicles parked right in the middle of the thing with lights on. I've complained about that before because I got to get my business truck through there and you can't do it, you know.
But like Matt said, not a certain distance, like, so yeah. Mike's going
to. Mr. Krupp, I'll bring up the chief. I'll talk to him about it and then
would,
see.
Please.
Yes.
I think what it is, their corporate tells them not to pull in the driveway.
Right.
It's illegal to back out of a driveway.
Well, they can back in.
Yeah, there's some. I know UPS. I used to work at UPS way back when.
Yeah.
There's certain times that those guys will back in. Other times they won't. And that. So yeah. But yeah, let me talk to the chief and see. Bring it at least to his attention to that and go from there.
And with so much stuff being bought online and being delivered.
Right.
Every day.
Yep. So, all right. Anyone else? Anything else, Mr. Krupp?
No, that's it.
Anyone else? Once, twice, three times. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoba.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I just have one other thing. The gas cards, the Voyager gas cards that we use, there's been some problems, especially paying at the pump, but even the chips are not being read.
Maybe we need to get some new cards.
Well, those cards have been even if you go inside and try to swipe it. So Nick had called today, and Shell locations are completely unavailable right now for purchases due to inclement weather. This is what we got back from Voyager. I'm not sure why the weather makes any difference as far as
Shell headquarters down in Texas.
This is their explanation.
It's a smoke screen. They haven't paid the bill, and that's...
The bill's paid.
No, not you guys, them. No.
I can assure you the bill is paid. So we did send this out to...
Is it just Shell that they're having?
All the departments. Well, so Shell, yeah, the Shell, you couldn't use it inside or out, but I will say that Chips have been having problems. Now, I know personally, like, when I use my own personal credit card, I've been having problems with Chips, too, so I think they're just, like, weird everywhere.
How old are the cards? Is it something
they should
look at?
No, the cards are fairly new.
I was going to say, is it something? Okay.
He got them all new, so, yeah, no, it's not bad.
I was just that...
So I just, if you hear anything, these were sent out to the department heads, and so they should be passed on to everybody, but in case that doesn't happen, if anyone says anything to you, please make sure you pass that information along, that they probably will have to go in and swipe. And everywhere else but Shell, the inside swiping does work.
The only Shell is on 18 right now.
I think so.
Right, True North. True North is Shell.
Yeah. But I know not everyone loves to go inside, but right now they might have to. So just to let everyone know. So that's all I got.
All right. Anything else, Chuck? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township trustee meeting.
I will second that.
Roll call.
Mike Stoba.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:10 p.m.
Could have been done 10 minutes.